What language model architecture and pre-training objective work best for zero-shot generalization? Large pre-trained transformer language models have been shown to exhibit zero-shot generalization, that is, they can perform a wide variety of tasks that they were not explicitly trained on. However, the architectures and pre-training objectives used across state-of-the-art models differ significantly, and there has been limited systematic comparison of these factors. In this work, we present a large-scale evaluation of modeling choices and their impact on zero-shot generalization. In particular, we focus on text-to-text models and experiment with three model architectures, causal/non-causal decoder-only and encoder-decoder, trained with two different pre-training objectives, autoregressive and masked language modeling, and evaluated with and without multitask-prompted fine-tuning. We train models with over 5 billion parameters for more than 170 billion tokens, thereby increasing the likelihood that our conclusions will transfer to even larger scales. Our experiments show that causal decoder-only models, trained on an autoregressive language modeling objective, exhibit the strongest zero-shot generalization after purely unsupervised pre-training. However, models with non-causal visibility on their input trained with a masked language modeling objective followed by multitask fine-tuning perform the best among our experiments. We therefore consider the adaptation of pre-trained models across architectures and objectives. We find that pre-trained non-causal decoder models can be adapted into performant generative causal decoder models using autoregressive language modeling as a downstream task. Furthermore, we find that pre-trained causal decoder models can be efficiently adapted into non-causal decoder models, ultimately achieving competitive performance after multitask fine-tuning. Code and checkpoints are available at https://github.com/bigscience-workshop/architecture-objective.